And right now we're going to start the meeting on our action items. First item is our public comments. Anyone like to make any public comments out there? If they did, they probably already went home. No? Did you like to come up? Come on up.
Mr. Secretary, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman, Lady Director, my name is Kate McGinnis Wyatt. I'm here on behalf of the 350 partners who comprise the Journey Through Hollow Ground Partnership. I want to give you a quick update, and it's good news. Last I was here was in November 2008, and I presented to you the corridor management plan that culminated 20 months and 60 community input sessions with all of the communities from Monticello up to Gettysburg, 180 miles, working collaboratively to create a management plan for the future of that corridor. I asked for your support then as we were making application. It has, with your assistance, been designated as of October 16th last year, a national scenic byway. It's the 99th road in the country to be so designated. It's the first in Virginia that's grassroots-led. And I want to pay particular thanks to members of the VDOT team, Wade Chenault, Eric Jeter, Mike Estes, who did an outstanding job working with us on this. And, of course, our members of your board, Mr. Davies, Mr. McCarthy, Dr. Davis, yourself, Mr. Colomay, Mr. Schwartz, and, Mr. Chairman, your early support in another life for this project as the first chairman of any of our 15 county boards.
So this is all my fault.
What's that?
This is my fault?
I called him right away, and I said, this is all your fault. It's all good news, and it's because of this plan in anticipation of the sesquicentennial of the Civil War, our communities have been asked to create a legacy project. And instead of individually creating a flagpole or putting up a monument, all of our partners are working collaboratively on a legacy project that is before you as a statewide initiative in the enhancement program. Briefly, if you consider the Civil War and what it was fought over, it was largely the words Mr. Jefferson wrote. At the southern terminus of the journey, Monticello, when you leave, you now pass a 180-mile-long National Scenic Byway, the Journey Through Hollow Ground Byway, to Gettysburg, and in the process pass the largest concentration of Civil War battlefields in the country, upon which most of the 620,000 young men who died fought. Our partnership would like to plant one tree for each as a living memorial, and in recognition of their sacrifices, is a powerful reminder to the travelers who pass this way of the sacrifices that generation made. The idea also lends itself to a national service learning program where students from throughout the country can learn who from their community fought and died, learn their story, and plant a tree in their memory. This initiative has the support of our mayors and our chairman of our Board of Supervisors. In addition, we're asking each individual county to take this up in public hearing, and it has so been passed by the Albemarle Board of Supervisors, Culpeper, Loudoun, Spotsylvania, and I understand shortly in Fauquier County tomorrow. Thank you. It is of national significance, and it is a statewide pride that this is a program that has taken the imagination as well as the goodwill and the efforts of many. And we hope to have your considered support as you consider statewide applications as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to make a statement? This moment we will close public comments. We'll turn to the minutes of January 20, 2010, are there any additions, modifications?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, thank you very much. They're approved. We now move to the maintenance division. Ms. Walton.
Mr. Chairman, item number one is the abandonment of the old Route 50.
This section of Route 50 was realigned and reconstructed back in the 50s, and in 1957 the board discontinued this section of highway. We've had a request from the adjoining property owner for the property to be abandoned. That property owner is interested in purchasing it, and we would recommend the board's abandonment of the old primary highway.
Comments, questions? Mr. Coulomb, your motion?
I move to approve this. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Go now to Local Assistance Division. Mr. Walton, you also?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, item number two is a airport access request for the expansion of the Grundy Municipal Airport. The request is from the Buchanan County Board of Supervisors. Buchanan County is planning on essentially replacing their existing airport with a larger airport with a larger runway to get into smaller jets. We would recommend that the board authorize the airport access funds for this airport.
Any questions? Any comments?
Chairman,
Ms. King?
This is the grant for an access run. This ties to a larger project, which is the replacement of a 2,200-foot runway with a 5,100-foot runway airport.
Right.
The thing that makes this a doable project on a local level is the synergies of the incidental coal that's recovered and marketed as a result of this plant. And certainly it's going to be the same thing for the airport expansion and the airport development there in Buchanan County. And this is a very, very good project. I've worked extensively with the local people and then with Mike Esther as we develop the resolution. And so I would like to move the approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Go on to action on recreational access.
The Chairman, item three is a recreational access request from Warren County. They're developing approximately 16 acres just south of the town of Front Royal. The director of the Department of Conservation and Recreation has reviewed this and recommends the funding, and we would do likewise.
Chairman, move approval. Second.
Any comments? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Action on economic development access to Blacksburg Industrial Park.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, action item number four is an economic development access request from the town of Blacksburg to serve three parcels that consist of approximately 25 acres. We would recommend its approval.
I move approval.
Second.
Any comments, questions? No? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Right-of-way division, action on land or easement conveyance.
Yes, sir. Action item number five is to request the board's approval for three separate conveyances. A and B are disposal of surplus properties, and C is for a land exchange with the Pentagon.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we consider 5A, B, and C together, and I move their approval.
Second.
Any comments, questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, action item number six is the conveyance of city street right-of-way that was acquired in connection with the 199 bypass to the city of Williamsburg.
Mr. Lane? Comments, questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. The RPT, Mr. Page, well, this one shouldn't be very long, should it?
No, sir.
Excellent.
item seven, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is a follow-on to our presentation and discussion we had earlier. This is an action item for the Commonwealth Transportation Board to take consideration of the Hampton Roads Passenger Rail Project Preferred Alternative Number 1 as represented in the draft EIS study documents that will take us up to a maximum operating speed of 90 miles per hour where practical and feasible under Alternative 1 in the document. Further, the resolution goes forward and authorizes and instructs the agency director and DRPT to move forward with the development of the final environmental impact statement and submit that to the federal government for review and approval.
Okay. Mr. Lane. This will be alternative one.
Alternative one.
Excellent. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Excellent. Thank you very much. Innovative Finance and Revenue Operations Division, action on adopting a post-issuance compliance policy of obligations issued by the Commonwealth Transportation Board. Whew. Ms. Buescher.
Yes. This post-issuance compliance policy would set forth specific policies of the CTB to monitor post-issuance compliance of tax-exempt qualified debt obligations. For purposes of this policy, it would include normal tax-exempt, but it would also include the Build America bonds. That was part of the ARRA legislation. It allows local governments and states to issue bonds that are taxable. You can offer the bond buyer a higher rate of return, and we would get a 35% refund on that interest cost. We would actually pay a lower interest rate, our normal interest rate, but you can sell it at a higher rate of return, and 35%, the difference would come back to us as a federal government reimbursement.
In essence, we have to pass this in order to
being a AAA state, we are credited for having our debt policies documented. One of the things that we're preparing ourselves for is an potential IRS audit of the Build America bond issuances that have occurred. And we have used Build America bonds in the NVTD bond issuance that we did back in the summer, and we're preparing to have part of our CPR bonds that we're issuing in May have a component of Build America bonds. So the Treasury Board has passed a policy for the state themselves. It doesn't include VDOT as an agency, and they're recommending that we pass a similar policy.
Do you have a motion?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you very much. Program and Division. Ms. Mitchell, it's action on the 6-year plan transfers for January 4th through January 29, 2010.
The transfers that are here for your approval today involve four projects on Route 360 in Hanover, and they're trying to consolidate money from two of the projects to the other two projects so that those projects can try to move forward.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Ayes have it. 10, action on addition to the PE-only procurement of consultant services, UPC 96039.
Yes, FAMPO has used some of their unallocated RSTP funds to create this project that is not currently in the revised 10 through 15 program, and this action is to add that project to the program.
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Scheduling and contracting, action on bids.
Okey-dokey. Good afternoon. I bring before you today 16 projects. You originally had 13, added three more at the end. And they represent all the projects over $2 million on the January 27th and February 3rd lettings, about $60 million worth of projects. In the interest of time, might I suggest we talk about them and then vote on them in a group instead of individually, sir?
Well, I know this breaks with past practice, but does anybody have any questions about any of these contracts? Can we just deal with them in a block, all of them right now?
Fine with me, sir.
Good. Is everybody okay with that? I mean, 16. I mean, I do appreciate, I would love to hear about each and every one of them individually, but if I have a motion on all these, this would be on, let me go, order number D32, D46, D36, D44, 405, 111, 605, 608, 901, 410, 411, 910, 1-10, D22, 110, 704. Do you have a motion to approve all these? Actually, we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Excellent job. We have a new business. I just want to, just a couple quick things for the group. I do want, for the record, I did have a letter from the congressional delegation regarding Alternative 1. I want to make sure that gets into the record. Also, I had a letter from Gate City and also Delegate Terry Kilgore regarding a request about a bypass. I want to get that out to the board. I had a letter from the City of Waynesboro regarding a transportation enhancement program fund, City of Waynesboro Phase 2 streetscape project. I want to make sure that gets out. Everyone get it? Did everyone get it? Okay. And I'll keep it. And then, whether you get, I will I know everyone got this, but I do want to point out that that Mr. White, this may or may not be his last meeting. We appreciate very much his service. He did submit on February 2nd his intent to resign by April 30, 2010, unless we are able to have a replacement name before that date. And we will be meeting with some folks who have been nominated for the position and who have shown an interest. But I did want to thank Mr. White for his service. And we will. Is there any other new business? Yes, Mr. Coleman.
Mr. Chairman, I know we adopted the commendations for Secretary Homer and for Chip Badger, but we did not for Commissioner Eckert.
Oh, I thought they were all three. They were all three were in the doohickey.
Okay, we did it in Monday.
Yeah, we did all three. Come on, Mr. Coleman. I've been a chairman before. We make sure we include all this stuff. Anyone else? Any other items? Mr. Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief on this, but I attended a meeting that really troubled me, and I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. It was the public presentation and comment meeting for the rural long-range plan that is being worked on for Planning District 9, Rappahannock, Rapidan region. Mr. Davies was there as well. Mr. Shelton mentioned it in his remarks, and I just wanted all of you to know, I've already told the Secretary this, and this is particularly important because this is supposed to be the first of 20 of these regional exercises, all to be done by the same consultant. Looking at the draft report and hearing the presentation, I really thought that the exercise amounted to nothing more than the typical sort of project wish list that we've really tried to get away from in terms of transportation planning in Virginia. Mr. Shelton mentioned that there were 300 projects on the list. I was told specifically that it was what's called an unconstrained exercise. In other words, with paying no attention whatsoever to fiscal realities, which strikes me, frankly, as a rather fruitless exercise. There were things on this list for Region 9 that included, for example, widening Interstate 66 out to Warren County. My point in mentioning this is I am terribly worried that if there isn't some intervention in terms of restructuring this process, what the Secretary will end up with and VDOT and the CTV is 20 fairly expensive, fairly useless exercises, which then we're going to have to figure out what to do with. This is completely related to the conversation we had about half an hour ago, which is how does the greater vision get translated into implementation at the regional and local level. My recommendation would be, Mr. Secretary, that in one form or another, there be some sort of intervention and examination of the parameters and the process for these 20 exercises while the first one is still going on, to determine whether some guidance can be given so that they can actually become very, very fruitful and useful exercises. The one other observation I had is, and this is important also relative to our prior discussion, is that the recommendations, for the most part, were all reactive to growth projections that may or may not be correct, but there was no recognition in the process that transportation planning decisions can, in fact, impact the way growth occurs and whether it grows occurs in sustainable ways. This goes to the comments, Sharon, that you were making, Cord and others. And so I think some effort to give a little bit more guidance to the consultants who are working on these projects, particularly since we're just doing the first one, may well be warranted, and I just wanted to bring that to your attention, to Mr. Worley's attention, and to the board's attention. Thank you.
Well, see, no good deed goes unpunished, Mr. Schwartz. I'm looking at you and Mr. Keene, being our rural members, that maybe we could maybe ask the two of you if you could maybe work with Mr. Worley on
yeah, be happy to.
Is everybody okay with that? I told you, this is the reason why I should raise it up now.
I'm really happy to do that.
Excellent. Thank you. Any other items? Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn? We have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, ayes have it. Thank you all very much. See you next month.